You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner has a quick refresher. It's your Thanksgiving 101.
Families gather to celebrate the holiday with a traditional turkey, dressing, and often a wondrous amount of side dishes and desserts. The frenetic pace of meal preparation, followed by a banquet-like feast, has been the norm for American families for many generations. And just as traditional is the elementary school play depicting the Pilgrims and the Indians. But what really happened in that autumn of 1621 in Massachusetts? Perhaps it is appropriate for an adult-style refresher of this truly American holiday. Let's start with the Pilgrims. These people did not intend to land at Plymouth. They were aiming for Jamestown in Virginia, but their vessel, the Mayflower, was blown off course, and in December 1620, they landed on a rocky, inhospitable shore. They were called Pilgrims because, in the strictest sense, they were. They had journeyed to a foreign shore to seek an ideal they conceived as sacred. They saw themselves firmly as Englishmen, but they wanted to cleave themselves from the Church of England and to separate church from state. They wanted to purify the church and make it simpler. In a way, they were Puritans, but with a small p. The Puritans, with a capital P, arrived 10 years later with John Winthrop and founded the Massachusetts Bay Colony. But they were not separatists. This Plymouth Colony Pilgrims we laud annually were mostly yeoman farmers or people with a trade, what we might call lower middle class or poor people. The Puritans with a capital P were wealthier and mostly members of the social elite. Most school textbooks mush the two together, and this leads to confusion. Even such erudite sources as the Daughters of the American Revolution, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush the Elder, have melded them into a single entity in speeches and in print. So why are the Pilgrims important to us? They are the definition of American toughness. The Mayflower landed at Plymouth in December of 1620, carrying 102 passengers, half of whom were to die that first terrible winter. They were unprepared for the harsh environment in which they found themselves, including the rocky land and the terrible temperatures. Perhaps the only reason they survived was thanks to the Indians, those shadowy figures in the Pilgrim play. So, who were these Indians, and why did they help these Englishmen? The tribe that came to rescue them was the Wampanoags. Their chief was Massasoit. They were based in what is now Rhode Island, about 40 miles to the southwest of Plymouth. The Wampanoags had been in contact with Europeans for several decades. The Europeans had brought with them diseases for which the Native Americans had no immunity. By 1620, the Wampanoags were just a fraction of their former numbers, and Massasoit needed an alliance with anyone who would help protect them from the Narragansetts, their enemies. Plymouth was the site of a former Wampanoag community that had been abandoned due to disease. The alliance was struck, and both cultures survived. After the Indians showed the Pilgrims how to subsist and grow crops that could survive in the New England climate, the first harvest was indeed seen as a gift from God. That first Thanksgiving was a feast of survival, but more important, it was a literal thanks to God for allowing this tough small group to survive and to do His bidding. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated by 53 Pilgrim survivors and 90 Indian warriors led by Massasoit. That first year in New England set the stage for positive European-Indian relations, a trend that did not continue as Europeans pushed westward, moving the Native Americans ahead of them. The story of the Pilgrims and the Indians is much more complex than the grammar school play. It teaches us about ourselves, our cultures, and our relations with one another. And every November, it reminds us why history matters.